This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu. Welcome to episode 6 of our Ramadan Reminders. In today's episode, I take you to ayah number 91 in Surah At-Tawbah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma ala al-muhsinina min sabil. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. In this ayah, Allah says there is no blame upon the muhsin, upon the one who does good. And if you look back over the past episodes, we sort of really stating principles of life, principles of success. And these principles have been deduced by the scholars of Islam after their extensive reading of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at our recent episodes, then in particular, these are principles in relation to towards the creation of cohesiveness and productive communities, productive relationships, right? Productive members of society and members of households. And this is fundamentally important when we look at community development. This particular ayah falls in line with the genre of talks that we've sort of experienced over the past few episodes. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. There is no blame upon the one who does good. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there's many people in our society that, you know, they work for the sake of the betterment of society. They intend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. They are muhsinun. They are doers of good. But then we sit back and we audit them. We have comments about their processes, their behavior, the things that they do, their activities. And I'm not talking about constructive criticism. And by the way, constructive criticism has its rules and regulations. It doesn't mean constructively criticizing someone in their absence. But I'm talking really about this sort of armchair treatment of the doers of good. And this goes against the Quranic instruction. It goes against the ayah that I've just shared with you. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. There's no blame upon the one who does good. If someone is doing good and they make a mistake, there's no blame over them for that mistake that happened to occur in the good that they are doing. Unless in exceptional circumstances, yes, where a person is clearly overstepping his or her boundaries and abusing his or her position in that which they do. These are exceptional circumstances. But let's focus on, normal circumstances. Human beings make mistakes. Someone here is going out of their way, right, to develop the community, to be in the service of someone else. And they make a mistake in that process, and then we, hold the knife to their neck as a result of that mistake and cause, unfair stress to fall upon them. And there's many examples of these workers. I mean, let's just take an imam of a masjid, for example. In Ramadan, let's take the imam of Taraweeh, for example. The imam, yes, he's praying for the sake of Allah. He is praying for the sake of Allah. But he's also doing a service to the community. But what do? We put undue stress on the imam. He's reading too slow. He's reading, he's increasing the mad here, longer than it should be. And so on and so forth. We become picky instead of remembering that Allah says that as for the doer of good, we should help them do that good, not add stress to them. We shouldn't, add blame to them because of the good that they're doing. The imam of a masjid, looking after the masjid, looking after the affairs of the masjid, look after the affairs of the community because of his post, because of the position he holds in that particular masjid. What do? Right? We find ourselves as communities that complain more about the imam than we ever offer gratitude and thanks towards that imam. I'm talking about normal circumstances here, brothers and sisters in Islam. And this is a Quranic principle. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. The doer of good, there's no blame on them. Find an excuse for them. Help them. Elevate them. Build them. Train them. But don't break them. Don't break them. And sadly, we find this as a norm of communities over the centuries of the life of this world. with regards to not only the imams and the teachers in society, but even with the messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? They weren't getting paid by the people for, you know, providing their salvation. They were good doers. They were doers of good. But they received, from their communities, because of the good that they did, harm. مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. Remember this principle, brothers and sisters in Islam, and apply it to your daily lives. You know, we've been speaking about husbands and wives. This applies here too. We've been speaking of, we can take this into the realm of parenting as well. This applies there too. Nobody's child, there's no child that wants to make his or her parents' life a living hell. In normal circumstances, brothers and sisters in Islam. As for the abnormal circumstances, we got to look into why abnormality settled in these circumstances. But in normal circumstances, nobody's child wants that. Rather, the child loves his or her parents, and vice versa to the children who are listening, right? There's no parent who wants to make the child's life a living hell. Parents go out of their way for their children. Children love their parents as well. Wives go out of the way for their husbands. Husbands go out of the way for their wives. It's not that the food was not prepared according to somebody's liking, that, you know, we sort of treat the situation as if my wife today was plotting my downfall. No, she wasn't. She made a mistake. Same thing that happens with the husband. He forgot to bring the groceries home. He wasn't at work or wherever he was plotting and planning to come up with ways to neglect his wife. No, he wasn't. He just forgot. He's a doer of good. There's no blame on him. Find an excuse for him. There's no blame on her. Find an excuse for her. Right? So, action points. It all, comes down to action. What can we do? Well, clearly, we need to have that thinking day, right? Very soon, and think about our behaviors with regards to all, of mankind around us. Be it those who are close to us, like our parents and spouses are and children are, those who are slightly distant, like our neighbors and then members of our community and so on and so forth. We need to look into different circumstances and interactions and situations whereby we have gone against this ayah in the Quran. That, you know what, in reality, in a lot of the cases, people are really doing good to us, and we shouldn't, be treating them as political parties treat each other. Just opposition. You just have to be an opposition party. And really, this is how it happens sometimes, subhanAllah. You find communities acting as if they're opposition parties to the imam. That no matter what the imam does, they're going to oppose it. Right? And then we find some marriages like this. We find some relationships between parents and children like this. I think you all have the picture. Let us have that thinking day, and let us consider our circumstances and situations, and then look into this ayah and try and analyze how close are we to the instruction of this ayah and how far away are we from it. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.